Indonesia.
Here is the news. Indonesia and France will sign several cooperation documents, including a letter of intent on defense, to coincide with the official visit of French President Emmanuel Macron to Jakarta on Wednesday. Defense Minister Syafri Samsuddin stated that after welcoming President Macron at the Halim Pranakusuma Air Force Base, Jakarta, the ministry will sign the letter of intent with other ministers. In essence, the government will develop cooperation in the defense sector between Indonesia and France, especially for strategic defense equipment. President Prabowo Subianto emphasized that the strength of Indonesia-France diplomatic ties, which have stood strong for 75 years, is rooted in robust political cooperation and mutual respect. Prabowo Subianto, during a bilateral meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron and delegations from both countries at the Merdeka Palace on Wednesday, pointed out that the bilateral ties are founded on strong and solid political cooperation, rooted in mutual respect and shared principles such as sovereignty, independence, human rights, and democracy. That's the news.
Untuk kita menaklukkan dunia, berlarilah tanpa lelah sampai engkau meraihnya. Laskar Pelangi takkan terikat waktu. Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa, cinta kita di dunia selamanya. Au! Cinta kepada hidup memberikan senyuman abadi. Walau hidup kadang tak adil, tapi cinta lengkapi kita. Pada yang kuasa, cinta kita. rasa cinta kita di dunia. Selamanya, selamanya. Laskar Pelangi takkan terikat waktu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bye. kan. are going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Setiap kisah lembar jalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta, menjadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia ataupun tempat berlindung bersama air mata. Bersamamu hadir dalam kereta ini.
bertanda juga. Janganlah kamu banyak bermimpi. Dia untukku, dia milikku, dia milikku. Biarlah nanti, biarlah saja. Biarkan aku mendekatinya. Kamu
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. And talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it was so popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo, were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including angklung. Although angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Kambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example, during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Kecik Kecik Boom Boom by Sharifah Perita. Kecik Kecik Boom Boom, written by Daud Kilau, highlights the story of Pekanbaru, a city in Indonesia known as the Blessed City. The lyrics describe Pekanbaru as a clean, safe, orderly, and harmonious city. This song also calls on everyone to work together in building Pekanbaru to achieve Adipura Award, which is a prestigious recognition for cities or districts in Indonesia that excel in urban environmental management and cleanliness. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Kecik Kecik Boom Boom by Sharifah Perita. Happy listening!
Boom, 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 saya nyanyikan Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu. Karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Oh, karena hati telah letih. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa ku selalu memujamu. Tanpamu sepinya waktu merantai hati. Oh, bayangmu seakan-akan kau seperti nyanyian dalam hatiku yang memanggil rinduku padamu. Seperti udara yang kuhela, kau selalu ada.
Is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat rattan from North Sumatra.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song called Wisata Siak or Siak Tour by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Melka. The song Wisata Siak was written by Atah Rian. This song tells the story of Siak, one of the districts in Riau province. The lyrics tell that Siak is so beautiful. The people of various tribes live in harmony and the culture is rich. The lyrics contain a message to invite traveling to the city of Siak to enjoy the old relics that are still preserved, such as Siak Palace. Well, listener, here is the song Wisata Siak by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Melka. Happy listening.
Pesona Siak, dari ragam suku hingga budaya, masih terlihat berdiri kokohnya istana serta bangunan lainnya. Bermacam ragam peninggalan lama, dari kapal kato hingga istana, ada tangsiluan sumur tua, dan jangan lupa ziarah ke makam raja. Pesona Siak,
dari ragam suku hingga budaya, masih terlihat berdiri kokohnya istana serta bangunan lainnya.
Bermacam ragam peninggalan lama, dari kapal kato hingga istana, ada tangsi mulanga juga sumur tua, dan jangan lupa ziarah ke makam raja.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.